Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to talk about different names of our Father, different titles of our Father, and how those names and those titles can be applied to our lives. Go with me to Romans chapter 8. The first title of our Father I want to talk about is we can call him our Daddy, Abba Father. Romans 8 verse 13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die, but if you through the Father do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of the Father, they are the sons of the Father. And you see all these promises later on, it's because he's our Daddy. Like in verse 31, what shall we say then? If the Father be for us, who can be against us? Because he's our Daddy. Verse 35, who can separate us from his love? So tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? In verse 37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, because he's already done the conquering. He's our Daddy. He takes care of us. And you need to understand that today, that you have somebody that is greater than anything, anybody on your side. He's your Daddy and he wants to take care of you. You can think about in Exodus chapter 14 when his people were at the Red Sea and the enemy was coming to try to take him back to Egypt. He showed up for them in a big way and opened up the Red Sea. He'll show up for you in a big way and open up a Red Sea in your life. What about in 1 Samuel 14 when Jonathan and his armor bearer were coming against the enemy? Just two people. They killed 20 people and the Father just put fear into the enemy and they started killing each other. So your Daddy will show up for you. Just call him your Daddy. You can call him Father, but he's your Daddy. Abba Father, hallelujah. And remember, you're more than a conqueror through him. Another title I want to talk about is in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Father, which is and which is to come, the Almighty. He's our Almighty. There's no other mighties around. He's the Almighty. He wants to show up in an almighty fashion for you. All he wants is complete access to your flesh. Turn your flesh over to him. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua. He'll show up for you as the Almighty. See, some of you really need to know that today. You may have lost your house, lost your job, but he's Almighty. And Colossians 1, verse 16 and 17. Everything was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, dominions, all were created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. He's on your side. I had a message about a week ago about him being our breaker. Our breaker goes ahead of us and gives us a breakthrough, makes a way where there seems to be no way in the natural, makes a way for us. He's the Almighty. Satan talks so loud at times because he's got no power. All the Father has to do is just whisper and something is done. Remember, all he had to do to open up the Red Sea was just blow through his nostrils. Just imagine if he took a deep breath. There goes one continent after another. He's just so powerful and he's on your side. Again, as you turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conforming to the image of Yeshua, he's on your side. He's not a sugar daddy. He's not going to bless you because you take a promise out of the promise box. He wants complete access to every part of your being. Hallelujah. He's the potter. We're the clay. Let's face it. In Revelation chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. And unto the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning and the creation of the Father. He's the Amen. When he says it's over, it's over. When people pray, they use the word amen at the end, meaning that let it be, so be it. He's the amen. When he says amen, it is over. It is done. And I preach a message on the Alpha, actually the Aleph and the Tav, the Alpha and Omega, the Aleph and the Tav in Hebrew, and that's his signature. When he signs off on something, it is done. There's certain verses in the Bible where he puts the Aleph and the Tav, the first and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet in that verse. And it's not part of translation. He just put it in there to show that he signed off on that verse into our lives. When he signs off on something, that's his initials. When he signs off on something, it is done. And he's the great amen. So whatever you're asking him to do, and if you turned everything over to him, he's going to do it. He's going to put an amen at the end of it. He's going to close it. It's like a period. It's done. Nobody can stop him. Nobody can stop him. He wrote me the book of Daniel. Hallelujah. The book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. Verse 9 and 10. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the Ancient of Days. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. He's the Ancient of Days. He was before everything. Hallelujah. Nobody taught him. He's teaching everybody. He's before everybody. He's the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. He's the first, and he's the last. So he's before everything. Before everything, there's nothing that Satan can do that would surprise him. He's got it all under control. He had a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He knew that Adam would, and Eve would fall. But he had a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He had everything prepared for Abraham when he was willing to sacrifice Isaac. He put a ram in a bush. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's got it all under control. He's got it all prepared for you. All you have to do is walk into it and follow the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. And go with me to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3. Again, we're talking about the different names and titles of our Father and how they could be applied to our lives. So very important. Book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and a high priest of our profession, Yeshua, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who had built the house had more honor than the house. Hallelujah. He's the apostle and high priest of our confession. Hallelujah. When he gives us the desires of our heart, when he puts a desire in our heart, and we speak it out, he's going to bring it into fruition. He's going to do it because he's the apostle. He's in control of our confession as he puts things in our heart. We just can't go around and confess what we want. So many people want to name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. And when you start speaking things and you think you have that power to speak without the Father's approval, then you're lifting yourself up in a humanistic fashion, and that's just what the Kingdom Now people teach, that we believe is are going to set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back. And we have dominion. It's dominion theology, and it's straight from hell. Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. We need to be humble before him, and he will raise us up. It's part of the spirit of Antichrist's plan to have this humanistic attitude that we're little gods. We have no power without him. Hallelujah. Even Paul said, I was the chiefest of the sinners before he came to me. I came to him and he came to me. So it's important that you recognize that the only power we have is of him. That he's the apostle and the high priest of our confession, as long as he's the one that puts it in our heart to confess. That's it, because there's certain things that he wants us to confess. You can't confess somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. He's not in that. But the enemy wants you to go into that, to really like order him around, and again name it, claim it, and be your own little god. Just reject that. Hallelujah. Also in verse 4, for every house is built out of some man, but he that built all things is the Father. He's the builder, and he wants to build your life. He wants to tear down some of the foundations of your life that you put there and other people put there and try to discourage you. He wants to tear down those foundations, put new foundations, and raise you up on him and his word. He wants to build your life, your ministry, into something really beautiful if you allow him to do so today. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. He just loves to do a new beginning because he gets all the glory on a new beginning. Let him bring a new beginning into your life today. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on a radio or just agree with me in prayer. He loves you so much. I can feel his love just pouring out to you because he's your daddy. He wants to take care of you. Just be honest with him. Don't hide anything from him. Because you can rebuke the devil, but you can't rebuke the Father. He'll stay in your business until he's finished. So, Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now, Father. Manifest your healing, your deliverance, anointing right now, Father. Build them up into something beautiful, Father. Build us all up into something beautiful. Help us to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis, Father, so you can mortify the deeds of our flesh, conform us into the image of Yeshua. But, Father, we want to worship you in these titles, these names that you have. We want to worship you, Father, that you are all these and more that I mentioned today. So, Father, show up for these people right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. And it's about 250 prophetic messages on there. I've also written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days and how all the feast days are of Yeshua and apply to Yeshua. And he's fulfilled every one of them with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. They're all dress rehearsals for something he has done, will do again in our lives. And also the second book I've written is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on his calendar. You can't base your spiritual walk on the Gregorian calendar. You're making mistakes. And it even brings out the fact that a day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's when you start praying for the day. You could wake up in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, but you're 12 hours late. Hallelujah. And also I talk about the, and to work in conjunction with my website, I have a Hebrew calendar, biblical calendar page. It tells you when each month begins and ends on his calendar up to year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to year 2020. And also in my book, Noon, I talk about the hours of the day when the Father did things in his word on those hours of the day, and he wants to repeat them on those hours. There's a certain hour where his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And especially on those months, too, there's things they did in the word that he wants to repeat in those months. So it's very important to know his calendar. Hallelujah. And there's a link to my calendar right on my website, a biblical calendar on the top left. Now, my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity or Explaining the Trinity. And you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. My wife and I are just selling you these books, a course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll just send them to you free. We just want to help you and get these books out to you. So just let us know. You can email me at henrywalker.org and click on contact and give me your name and address, and we'll send these books out to you. Again, you can call me at 772-801-3677, even on a quantity basis. We just want to help more for your church or a prayer group. There's a lady that teaches prisoners, wants some of my books to teach the prisoners. That's great, man. We just want to get them out to you. These are end time information books and weapons. And also, I just want to remind you that I broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it in the morning. And also, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand to hear any prior broadcast. Just click the arrow and go back. And to my friends in the Bahamas, if you want to pray and you can't afford to call me, just email me at henrywalker.org, click on contact, give me your name, your phone number, and I'll call you back. Just make sure you turn everything over to the Father, and I'll be willing to pray for you. So remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial,